Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
What's happening, everybody? Couple things. First of all, I feel like we have the time to kind of spread out and stretch out and talk about stuff here we don't get to talk about on the normal show. And sometimes that goes wonderfully and sometimes it's boring as crap, but that's what we get to do here. And we talk about, you know, some of the interviews that we do are not live because if we only get a day with an artist or if they're going to play, we don't want them to play at 8 in the morning. But so a few minutes ago, Tim McGraw came by because he'll be on the show Friday. It was a really great interview. Can't wait for you to hear it on Friday. 3 parts. I mean, really, it's so fun because I feel like Tim just is chill with us now because he knows we're kind of dumb, but we're not going to be so dumb and go, we're not going to be clickbait interview, you know?
Yeah.
So we had a great time. And we do our thing where they walk up to my desk. They stand beside the picture. We take a picture so we can post it on socials. And then Eddie goes, hey, Tim, I take a picture. I was like, cool. No problem there. Eddie gets up. He's wearing sweats.
Yeah, I didn't
like
realize
if an artist
that.
Is coming in mm-hmm. and you know you're going to ask for a picture, why would you wear baggy gray disgusting sweatpants?
I didn't even think about asking a picture until the end of the interview, and I'm thinking like I have outdated pictures. I think the last time I took a picture
but
with
you want
Tim,
your new one to look like I mean you're
I mean it's kind of cool, you know, like
Tim McGraw is Eddie's idol, and yeah. I think Eddie is trying to think he looks like Tim McGraw now because he's been working out with
no,
you.
No, it's just the sweats. It's just the
I know. I didn't realize it until then you guys brought it up.
What's wrong with being in sweats in a picture?
Because it's unprofessional. We're here. We have guests coming in. We shouldn't all just be lounging around in our loungewear if folks are coming in.
You're wearing a sweatshirt.
This is a crew neck sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing paint. I'm wearing literal.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't get up from behind my desk.
Right.
I don't care. I literally don't care. That's what's hilarious because it meant so much to you. But then if it meant so much to me, I would make sure to not wear baggy sweatpants.
I didn't even think
about
it.
Yeah, I mean, look
it.
At Morgan. I mean, she's dressed up to the nines.
Yes, because Morgan is professional. She's like, if an artist is coming in and she's got to get up and do work and she's up taking pictures, she's helping them in the room. She wants to look like a professional person working at a professional
nice
place.
Every day.
Yeah, but he was bringing it up now.
I'm just saying, when a guy artist comes in.
I do this when a girl artist comes in.
That's true, too.
Yes,
that narrative is dead.
Dead.
Because you do. If somebody comes in. It's like hanging out at your house. Nobody's coming over. You wear whatever you want. Somebody's coming over. Put on pants.
There was Cody Johnson that one time, though, when he came in. All the girls got dressed up.
No.
But everybody's
not
dressed.
True.
No, that time for real. Everyone got dressed
just
up.
Because
Abby,
both of you
Abby
guys
was wearing
never
like a cocktail
jeans.
Dress. I
mean, well, yeah, she did. She did wear
Abby
a cocktail
didn't have
dress.
A prom dress on.
Yeah. She had like high heels on.
I'm kidding, Abby. That's not true. But I just thought it was hilarious at the picture that Eddie took.
That was pretty stupid.
Maybe on Friday. No, it's not stupid.
No,
it's,
it
you,
is.
You chose it. But I just thought. The selection of attire was weird for a day that one of the people you love the most was coming in.
I didn't even realize it. But as when he was here, I just thought for a second, like, you know what? Let me get a picture because I don't know if I'll ever see him again.
Or it should be, because let's be honest, too. Eddie's wearing, like, gray sweatpants. And, like, with those, the reason they're, like, popular, women are like, ooh, I like that guy in gray sweatpants.
Yeah, they say
it's
that.
Because you can see, like, a wiener line.
What?
Can you see my wiener line?
You're
well,
saying
know.
That's what girls
yeah,
like
girls
that?
Like gray sweatpants because
you
can, like,
see my
see
wiener
stuff.
Line?
Don't worry,
Eddie.
Yes.
I am
really?
Not. Yeah. I am not looking.
And this is why girls like these?
That's why girls like, ooh, he's wearing those gray sweatpants.
Because they can
tie,
see
thin. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Like butt and wiener line.
Amy, can you see my wiener line?
My eyes are closed.
You shouldn't get up. If you're going to look like crap when an artist comes in, just stay behind the desk. The end. It's easy. You don't have to do anything special.
But this isn't crap. This is kind of cash, man. Like,
no, cash would be probably what I'm wearing. I don't have pants on.
Stand up.
I have actual pants on.
Let me see.
And tennis shoes.
He's got white sweatshirts and sweatpants. There's the wiener line.
No, there's no wiener line. Look, I have on.
Hold on. Can't see you.
Oh, those are in right now. Cargo pants.
What are those? Ski pants?
Like, you guys just tell me cargo shorts were out.
Yeah. He wears cargo shorts.
Yeah, you guys
like
just make fun of me for that.
The ones with the hammer loose.
Cargo shorts are kind of back though now.
Dang.
All cargos all the time. But I'm saying that's okay. Cash.
That is cash.
A professional.
Yeah.
Cash. What's the difference between those and Eddie's sweats?
Oh, my,
the wiener line, apparently.
Mine button.
That's a small line, Eddie.
There's just, I mean, but be honest, do you look at the calendar to see if there's guests?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you don't?
No. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, that would be the problem.
I didn't realize
you don't pay attention to things.
He didn't even know.
Do you have a calendar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We all do.
I'm the first one. Ask Scuba. I'm the first one to accept every calendar invite.
Then why don't you look at it in the morning?
I don't know. Just don't.
You accept stuff? Oh, he didn't even look at the acceptance?
Oh, I accept
that's why
it right away.
You just hit yes, yes, yes.
I've never accepted a single one of those.
That's true.
Anyway, I don't care. And it's funny to talk about, but I just thought you're like, hey, tell me to get a picture. I was like, oh, cool. Eddie gets taken. What the? He's wearing a note?
Yeah.
For your big picture, your big updated picture.
And I was even thinking I was going to frame it, but
now
I forget that.
Do you want to take a picture of me and just cut my bottom half off and insert it on you? I'll stand in the same spot. Okay. Well, there you go. The interview is really good with Tim McGraw. He talked about a movie that he almost did about somebody famous that ended up getting called off. But we didn't really go there. I was just talking about something. And he was like, you know, I was going to do a movie for that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. So that'd be Friday. Let's see. Ferris Bueller Ferrari was sold for $18 million at a Florida auction.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
$18 million for a car.
Dang. But I thought they trashed that one. Or did they not in the movie?
You know, here's the thing. I've never seen it.
You've never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
I don't watch movies, really. And I'm not going to go watch an old movie when I barely...
That's good, though. That's not good. You have to watch the classics. There are classics for a reason.
Mm-hmm. I'm a pass on that, but I've never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
So can I spoil this, Amy?
Wow, that car is awesome, though.
I mean...
But $18 million, I just can't understand that. Yeah, you can spoil what... I mean, yeah, I'm fine with you spoiling whatever.
I think it's been enough time.
At the end, they crash it.
So it must be a fake when they're crashing.
Okay.
It's a 1958 Ferrari 250 Spider. I don't know anything about that, except I do know sometimes when we'll be in California, and just on the side of the road in certain places, there'll be Ferraris and Lamborghinis parked on the side of the road, and I'll be like, dang.
That's amazing.
That's a Ferrari. My wife's like, do you know much about that? No, I just see the,
the horse.
The emblem. Or Eddie and I play golf at this place, and it's not like some crazy... fancy place. It's pretty just regular golf course. And there's a Ferrari parked in the garage of one of the people's houses.
Oh, yeah.
On a lift.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, wait, what?
A house on a lift and it has a lift in the
It was
garage.
A house right by the golf course, and you can see through the windows. It's a garage.
Yeah, and it's not like a golf course where it's like you are getting a big house on the golf course.
No, not like that at all.
You know? $18 million. That's crazy. Spider.
Hey, and in the movie, so it's
only 37 were built. Sorry,
it's Cameron's dad's, and Ferris convinces Cameron to like take the car out for the day, and they park in a parking garage, and the parking garage has like, oh, don't worry, I'll take care of it. As soon as they walk off, they just take him and his buddy just take off, and the valet like have a day with it.
I was gonna watch that.
No, stop. You.
Oh
aren't.
Man, Fox News with that one.
That valet probably does that a lot.
Oh yeah, once I had a buddy who owned a valet company. One buddy, I met him. He was a friend. It was a buddy of one of my friends. And he was like, we got to get over to this side of town. It was cold. He's like, he just went to the valet stand. I was like, hey, you have any cars here? And then you grabbed a car and we went.
Gosh. That's crazy. Okay. That's not nice.
Risque.
It's not nice at all.
A woman says she's in a sexual relationship with a Boeing 737.
A plane?
Yeah, she calls him Dickie.
Stop.
She went on over 30 flights inside the plane last year alone. Says she's heartbroken. She's never actually been alone with her love. She says there are small plans to marry the plane, but she's also met a new plane named Charlie that she says has more detailed wings. So we'll have to see how that works out.
She needs help. I said what needs to happen.
Or
No.
No, there's no or.
There's no or. There's nothing.
Or is this like attention only?
Right.
That too. Yeah.
Let me
yeah.
see how crazy I can be with mm-hmm. this story and see if someone will pick it up.
A new report from the director of the Pentagon's UFO unit and the former chair of Harvard's astronomy department says an alien mothership could be in our solar system. Now, again, a new report from the director of the Pentagon's UFO unit and a former chair of Harvard's astronomy department.
These are legit people.
That's my point, right? Legit people.
Yeah.
They say alien mothership could be in the old solar system that we're in. The report says the motherships could have the ability to launch smaller probes to visit planets like Earth. Current space telescopes like the James Webb wouldn't be able to detect them, according to the report, because the ships are too small. We associate everything that we think, see, feel based on things we can think, see, feel.
Sure.
But there are many things we can't see. There are many things we can't see that dogs can see.
But they have some different cones in their eyes.
You can hear. You can't hear them.
I saw it. I'm telling you. I saw the mothership.
Yeah.
You don't know. It could.
What I saw.
I'll tell you once, Eddie said, I saw a plane fly over my house. And I said, yeah. He goes, I think it's
a sign.
He said, I think it's God.
And I'm like, what do you mean? Sign from God.
He goes, the Arizona Cardinals flew their plane over my house and I saw the whole team there and I should do something. I said, should I bet them to win the division? Yeah. They sucked.
They were pretty bad this year, Amy.
How did you know it was them?
Because they had the big Cardinal on the plane. Flew right over my house. And I'm like, what are the odds of this?
Well, they had to fly over somebody's house.
Yeah, that's true.
And they probably flew over a bunch of people's houses.
Yeah.
So I bet that and didn't win. Now that, you know what? I wonder if I could get Coleman on the phone real quick.
But, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Hey, Ray, do you have Coleman's number? Mike, can you send it to Ray? I'd like to talk to him, but I'm going to hold that for a second. While we get to that, you know what I want to do on either tomorrow or the next day's show? I'm just going to give you guys, I would usually say this off the air, but we're going to do a TikTok show and tell. So find something on TikTok that you learned and bring it in. Like bring the audio or bring, and I don't want to spoil it, Morgan, but Morgan had sent me a note last night about something she saw on TikTok that what if I just spoiled this one, you just do another one.
Okay, I can do another one.
Because it was so interesting to me because it was about the clippy things that women wear in their hair.
Yeah, that like everyone wears right now.
Like the claw one, right? Like.
Yep, where you basically open it goes into your hair and holds your hair up. I know, like I have like 10 in my drawer. Amy probably has them.
Tons.
So what did it say?
It said, there was a doctor talking about it, and they said, you need to stop wearing these while driving. Apparently, they've had a lot of patients come in who've gotten car accidents, and the claw clips are embedded in their head because it hits the back of the car.
Yeah.
And I would have never thought about this, wearing a claw clip in my... your head yanks back and hits the car seat.
Boom, right into your skull.
Don't think about that.
Oh!
I was going to start wearing one, but not today. My hair is getting kind of long, though.
Yeah, man.
I feel like... Full 1969 Woodstock, you know?
Have you been shopping for anything, any of those hairbands?
Oh, the sweatband. I have a couple at the house, but I don't feel like they're thick enough.
You want them real thick?
Yeah, like I said, if I'm going to go, I want to go. Mm-hmm. I want to wear like a dickie, but on my head. You know what a dickie is?
No.
Mock turtleneck.
It's like a fake turtleneck, but there's no shirt. It's just the neck part. So you see a turtleneck under the shirt, but it doesn't go all the way down your arms and stuff.
I've never seen that before.
But also what you could do, like I've seen Ray do it too, and I used to do it in high school. You cut the arm sleeves off and you wear that on your head.
Oh, yeah. Ray does that all the time.
Yeah. I did in high school.
Yeah.
I'll say it again. I did in high school.
And Ray does it
still. Ray does it all the time. Yeah. So you're sending him Coleman stuff. They're going to get him on. He may not even be able to answer, but it'll be interesting.
He didn't answer.
He
didn't answer.
He didn't know the number. Okay. So will you text him and let him know that we're trying to call? So an update to a story we're talking about on the show where those four people went into Mexico in the white van.
Yeah.
And they went in and somebody hit their cartel. They took them hostage. They were going down from South Carolina with North Carolina plates.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
They drove down into Mexico. Mm-hmm. And so the FBI offered like $50,000 for their return. We talked about cartel and Mike's mom and dad being from Mexico and him spending time there. And the update is, two of the four Americans who were kidnapped in a Mexican border city last week are dead, which I didn't expect to see that after the conversation. Unless, do you think they got hurt in like the gunfire or something?
That's what one of the witness that said they saw the car get hit and then them get dragged, that one couldn't walk and was carried, appeared to be not moving their head.
Because if there are two alive, it's not like they were trying to get anything from anybody.
Yeah.
Right, because if they killed them on purpose, I think they would kill all four
of them. And I think... they thought they were somebody else?
Yeah.
That's what we're told so far?
Mistaken identity. Haitian drug dealers is what they thought they were, and it appears they were just going down for a tummy tuck.
And right after the It's like right past the border.
It's right there.
15 miles from the border city of Matamoros,
which is right across the river from Brownsville.
Officials did not immediately name the victims. They've been identified. That sucks.
Terrible.
So the two that are okay, I guess, are going to be able to have the whole story.
One was injured and taken to a hospital, like had a wound. That's all they said.
In the States or in Mexico still?
They were in Mexico when they were found, I think. And so I don't know where they were taken to a hospital.
And were they found or were they get released? Do we know that? Were they officially like, here you go, we have them, we'll release them here? Or were they just like, you guys just go, we don't have anything to do with you guys, we didn't mean to get you?
They drive and drop them off and drive
away.
Yeah.
Mm. So I guess we'll just wait for that. That is really tragic that two of those people died. If you find anything else about it, let me know. Hey, Matamoros, would you go there, Eddie?
Yeah, all the time. Spring break.
Like, you grew up, walk across.
I grew up in McAllen, so that's probably about 45 minutes from Brownsville. And, our border town was Reynosa. So that one, dude, I mean, I would go eighth period. I wouldn't go to class, and I would go to Mexico.
Did you know that town, though, really well because you were there all the time?
Yeah. Me and all my friends, that was just normal. And then after, my senior year, my dad was just like, it's getting really bad. We can't go down there anymore.
Was there a lot of bad stuff happening even when you were going and you knew about it?
Yeah. I mean, I remember specifically back in I want to say late 80s, maybe early 90s, some kid came down for spring break from somewhere up north, and they kidnapped him in Matamoros, same place that this happened. And it was just a huge story. And me being in middle school when this happened was just like, whoa, this is crazy. Somebody got kidnapped. So I'll never forget that. And that has always reminded me of that border town.
Did it matter, do you think, because you were Hispanic, that maybe they didn't know you were American?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I never had trouble down there, but it was just the drug cartel thing that my dad was always talking about. It's like, it's just, they don't care who you are. They don't, there's Mexican, you're white, it doesn't matter. Like, they just want money from you. So it was just very scary. But I'll tell you, when I went down one time spring break, this same place, I went to a club and somebody stamped something on my hand and I didn't feel the same after that.
At the door or somebody just randomly
stamped? At the door. We gave the guy $5 to go in. He stamped my hand and he laughed.
And it was laced with something?
I have no idea, dude, but it was a crazy night.
Got into your bloodstream?
You'd do it again?
No. Oh. No, because I had no idea what happened. And I told my friends, dude, just sit down and relax. I sat down in a corner of that bar the whole night.
But was the room spinning?
Yeah. It was
tripping?
Party in the USA.
But you didn't like it?
No.
Is it because you didn't have control?
He was scared
because
he didn't know what it was.
But if you were in a comfortable place that you knew and they came and said, I got a hand stamp and we'll do it at your house.
And it's going to be fun?
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, I'm in.
Because you wouldn't be scared because you don't know what it was.
Correct.
Got it.
But Matamoros, is that where you go in and you get in the chair and you do the tequila shot and they spin you around?
That's everywhere in Mexico.
I went there. That was fun.
Is that the donkey show?
No, well, that's there too.
In Matamoros?
All those border towns.
Really?
Yes.
Jeez. Okay, I want to bring on Coleman Crawford. Amy, you haven't met Coleman, right?
I think he's come in here maybe.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Blonde kid.
I recognize
him. Looks like
him.
He's 11, but he's 25. Coleman, how old are you?
Yeah.
26.
26, so.
26, yeah.
Coleman, tell Amy how many basketball games you've been to in how many days.
Last night was number 80 in day 69.
Wow, that's
He's
a
been
lot
to 80 college basketball games in 69 days.
Very busy.
That's his thing. He decided to go and travel to all these mid-major schools, not the massive ones, and he's... So we can find who's going to do well in the NCAA tournament, to find Cinderella, as they say. So yesterday on our show, 25 Whistles, I hold him his feet to the fire and I say, hey, expert, who do I need to bet on? And he's like, well, and it was Furman and Chattanooga.
Because he was going to be at that game.
Yeah. Never bet on Furman or Chattanooga. I won't
never
ever
heard
again.
Of Furman.
Yeah. I'll probably never again. I'm going to watch it. Wouldn't even known, just maybe in passing, that one of them was going to make the tournament. So he gave me four bets, and I'm going to pull up my DraftKings app here. And I think I'd have been nervous if I were him, because we made him commit.
Oh, I was very nervous.
And so he's at the game, and he says, I said, hey, it's Furman minus 4.5. I know. Meaning Furman need to win by 5 points. They have to win by 5 for me to win. And he goes, I would bet that. I said, okay. And then we did... He said, and they'll win by 7, 8, or 9 points. And so I bet that. Them to win by 7, 8, or 9. It's one little blob there. And then we picked odd, as where all the points added up at the end of the game. And then we picked first half total points. And he's like, I feel pretty good about all this. So last night, I forgot there was even a game. And I'd won a bunch of money over the weekend betting on UFC. And I didn't even know that was happening. I bet it and fell asleep. That's how much I knew about it. So I took those winnings. And Coleman texts me and goes, hey, we hit the first half. A shot at the buzzer. What happened for me to win that first bet, Coleman?
Well, Thurman got off to an electric start. Had like 30 points in the first 12 minutes. Then went dry for the next six or seven. And then I didn't know it was 36 and a half. I thought it was 36. So I thought we were going to push. Their point guard drives into the seven-footer, tough contested floater at the buzzer, hits it. I look at your text. Turns out it was 36 and a half. We would have lost without that.
We won, though. So far, because I ended up all in betting like $720.
Oh, my.
All in. It was all winnings. So house money, as they say. So the first one there at the half, 36.5, I bet 100, won 180. Okay? So I'm feeling pretty good. Well, I thought I'd bet the end of the game odd, except I pushed the button to bet the first half odd, which turns out I hit that. I bet 100, won 190. So far I'm 2 for 2. I'm feeling pretty good. My boys put me on 2 in a row. Come on, looking at Christmas, buying presents already for the end of the year, stashing them away. And so then I needed Furman to win by, so I bet 500 on them to win by 4.5. They ended up winning by 9?
9.
And my other bet was 7, 8, or 9, and I hit that too.
Unbelievable.
Wow. So and on that one, I bet $47 and won $300.
Whoa.
And on the other one, I bet $500 and won $1,000.
Oh, my.
Okay. So this kid went 4 for 4.
Amazing.
What more smiles, less frowns.
Four for four the first time. Like, he's never predicted stuff like this.
I have been ice cold on this whole trip. So I don't know what we're going to call that. Dumb luck, a fluke, whatever. But glad I could hit one for you, Bobby.
So he's been driving just in his car. Sometimes his wife goes with him, sometimes not. Just to games all over the country for months. He quit his job as a salesperson. He, like, saved up. How long did you work at that place there, old Coleman?
3.5 years.
And so you knew you were going to quit, so you started stashing money back?
Yeah, probably about a year out, I kind of had this idea in my mind.
So he stashes all this money back, quits his job, and then is pursuing his passion, which is basically going to all these schools and not just watching games, but like learning about the teams, reporting on the teams, doing betting lines.
How many, once this is all said and done, how many games are you going to?
So by the end of the regular season, I'll have gone to 92, and then I plan on going at least to the first and second round, and then Sweet 16, Elite 8 regionals for those. So that would make 101 if I didn't go to any Final Four games.
In one season, over 100 games.
And how does he make money?
He doesn't. I pay him to be on 25
Whistles. I don't know.
He saved up for this.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, great, so you're going to be broke. That's amazing.
But I heard a story. I was like, I will hire you. Mm-hmm. So then I brought him on the podcast. I was like, that's a kid hustling. Like, knows his dream, is willing to sacrifice for it. So I brought him on. I pay him. And not a ton, because he's on twice a week or so. But then we get him access to all these coaches that he gets to go interview, and we're like building him a resume. I put him on Rich Eisen with me, so we're like building him a resume as well. So
yeah, I feel like after this is over, you bring that to anybody, and you're like, well, this is how I'm a planner. I'm committed. I'm driven.
But what's he do
determined.
After basketball? See, when basketball's over, what's he gonna do? Is he gonna go to baseball games?
Well, hopefully get hired as like a basketball year-long basketball analyst or golf too. He's a golf guy.
Right. I, in an ideal world, if I got to choose, I'd love to split it up 6 months college basketball, 6 months golf.
That'd be cool.
And it's again, the only reason I bring him on, one, he won me a good amount of money last night. I like that. But two, like, this is a guy who worked really hard to save up to pursue his dream.
Cool. I like it.
Completely uncomfortable, had to quit his job. It's uncomfortable at times. You know, his wife's still at home working.
Supportive wife.
I know. I was going to say, how do you get time together, I guess, besides her going to a game, but I just feel like you'd always have to be on the road.
Right. No, she has come out with me on three or four separate occasions for as few as 3-4 days, as long as a week. But no, it's definitely been difficult. A lot of FaceTime, a lot of missing one another, that's for sure.
And he doesn't really like her new boyfriend, is the weird thing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
They don't get along.
So there are times that we'll be recording 25 Whistles at noon, and he'll get a call from his hotel room. He's like, hold on. He'll get on and be like, guys, I promise you, I'm going to check out soon. I just got to finish this podcast. And so then he'll just get in the car and move to the next place.
Have you slept in your car any?
No, not one time. Thank goodness.
I'd change that answer, though.
Oh, yeah.
We just do it.
I would do it once just to say.
But for 2 weeks at one stretch.
Well, I wouldn't go that
far. That's too much.
I would literally just spend the night in your car one night.
Do it tonight.
And then you could be like, there were times where I had to sleep in my car because that's the case.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, that's the case. But that's it. I just want to highlight this kid who identified. He got ready for it. He prepared for it. He identified what he wanted to do. And now he's chasing it. And that is, I mean, it's admirable. There is no way he's going to be held down long. Even if it's uncomfortable for a long time, somebody with this kind of attitude and energy and effort, you don't keep somebody from reaching their dream for very long because that's the kind of person that doesn't quit. So that's the deal. I just want to tell you that he won me a bunch of money last night and share a story a little bit. And also, I would be tired of basketball.
Oh, yeah.
I would not want to go to 100 games.
Not me.
Like, what's your diet like? Are you eating it driving?
Oh, gosh. No, my diet's absolutely terrible. I have got to get on a much better health plan, meal plan when I get back home because it has been bad.
Amy, listen to this. He just meets people and stays at their house sometimes. Spends the night.
Strangers?
Yes. So, no. Somebody met on Instagram, so it's not really a stranger.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I watched 2 hours of a game with him. Guy was normal.
Wait, okay, so you meet them on Instagram, then you hang with them at the game, and then you go home with them?
This isn't a common thing. This happened once, but yeah, he messaged me on Instagram that you should come check out Liberty. They're a potential Cinderella. He was persistent about it, so I finally did. Spent 2 hours at the game with him, had a great time. He lives in Charlotte, and I was coming to Charlotte for the Big South tournament. He was like, hey, this may be weird, given that you've only met me one time, and I messaged you on Twitter for it, but you could stay at my house if you need a place to stay.
Is anybody else in his home, like a wife or roommates or anything?
Wife, yes.
Okay.
Which one? Wife?
Wife, yes. Okay.
All right.
Do you care at all that he has nude pictures of you that you, when you were sleeping, you took them?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't going to be a free stay. Mm-hmm. I had to give up something.
Absolutely. Well, this is a guy's got hustle. Love it. Where are you at today?
I am in Johnson City, Tennessee right now, but headed to D.C. for the CAA championship.
Well, driving?
Awesome. Oh, he drives everywhere. He doesn't fly anywhere.
Yeah, I'm approaching 20,000 miles, very close to it.
20,000 miles and how long?
69 days.
That's crazy, dude.
You should get him a Hyundai.
Oh, well, he's on a journey.
I can't just get the kid a Hyundai. You guys act like I can just get him a Hyundai.
Just for the trip.
If you get him a Hyundai, you better give me a Hyundai.
No, you have no business with a Hyundai. Like, he's actually driving around chasing his dream. You sit here and go, well, this is stupid. He's even doing that.
I didn't say stupid. I just want to know how he's making money. He's not.
If we went back and looked at the tape, you're like, well, that's dumb.
You have similar thoughts to my dad, Lunchbox.
Well, I'm just, yeah.
You know, we call that dream squasher.
Yeah, dream farter.
If you play the lottery along the way, that's probably the smartest thing you should do is buy lottery tickets in different states.
Yeah, I should, instead of making losing bets except for Bobby. Mm-hmm.
Well, like, if he's with the show next year and we did a whole thing, that would make sense. But I can't just get him a Hyundai right now.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
It's just an idea.
All right. Hey, tell him your name on Twitter or whichever one you want to be followed on.
Sharp Shot Select on Twitter and TikTok.
Sharp Shot Select, which we were like, bro, change that.
We got to work on that.
Yeah, because it's hard to say. It's hard to remember.
Yeah, it's a sold seashells at the seashore.
Yeah, it's like... All right. Good to see you. Be safe, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Bobby.
Sharp Shot Select.
I just love it. Like, that kid identified and then is like, let's just go do it. Only got so much time of being young, chasing my dream. Let's get it. Somebody will hire him full-time to do something at some point. There's just, that's attitude, energy, effort. That's mostly all you need. Everything else you can figure out. Attitude, energy, and effort. That's it. What are you saying, Eddie?
I mean, he had us watching Furman in Chattanooga on a Monday night.
I was in my shower with my glasses on. I had to take a shower, so I put my glasses on in the shower. I put my phone up in the shower just so I could watch the end of the game. He had all four of them.
So since amazing. He won those for you, do you give him a little?
I do not.
Oh.
Okay. It's like electronic, Amy, so it's just a lot to take the money out.
It's not even real money. You know what I mean? No, I don't.
It is. But I get it.
I didn't win the lottery.
I know.
But he did give you those four.
Still
picks.
Pretty cool that he nailed
Hey,
those.
I gave people, I hit what, I had 15 in a row?
Yeah.
Season? Nobody gave me crap.
Oh, yeah,
that's true.
But I got paid to talk about it and do it just like he got paid to give that content.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying anyway not to pay him. okay, two other things. Thing number one.
First thing.
There's a picture on my Instagram of me at my house last night, and I'm working on the show, and I got two dogs with me, and they sit under my feet as I work, as you can see. The first thing is my feet are in the picture, so I'm sure some dudes are looking at that, squashing it. You know,
I mean,
what
you
mean?
Gave that to them for free.
Yeah, I mean, it's like right in front of the picture. Some dude's looking at that like, give me a minute, squash. You know what I mean? You know what? It is what it is. Secondly, because of the angle of the picture, it looks like Stanley is a monster dog. People are like, is Stanley that big? And he's a big dog. He's a bulldog.
He's a big bulldog.
But he's not. In this one, he looks like a giant. And it's just the angle. And so Stanley is not actually 10 feet tall or as large as he looks in this picture at Mr. Bobby Bones. I just want to say that because we do call him things like...
Oh, my. Like, he looks huge.
Like Fat Sajak, Patrick Mahomes.
He looks bigger than you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So it's just the angle of how the picture was taken.
I know.
He's so cute.
I wanted to mention that.
He does look big.
He does look big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I made other notes trying to figure out what they are. 4-day week.
Yes, schools.
Amy was talking about off the air this morning how in Texas, 60% of schools?
But 60 different ones across the state.
Okay, 60. I was going to say 60% is big, but still, that's 60 is a lot. Go ahead.
Like 60 school districts, I think, have adopted a 4-day school week. So mostly for teachers, so that on that fifth day, Friday, they can use that for administration, catching up on things, because they're having a high teacher turnover, and they're hoping to keep teachers in place.
4 days a week, and it's working. And we saw that story about all those companies in Europe doing the same thing, and they're like, it works better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People stay a little bit longer on a day, 4 times, and they don't come in at all on Friday.
And then you brought up the whole like parent thing, like, well, what are parents doing?
Well, that's what I asked Amy. I was like, what are these parents supposed to be doing?
Right.
Right, and until it catches like to where jobs are like, oh, yeah, okay, this is like the new way we do things.
Yeah, it needs to be a domino effect where everyone just gets 4 days.
Or everybody just gets paid to do jack crap.
Huh?
Like Let's nothing?
Do that.
Or just party and get paid.
That'd be cool.
That'd be great.
Sounds fruitful.
Thank you.
That's what Lunchbox does already.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, that's it. Check out the Chase Rice Bobbycast.
But these guys, they love to hate on each other for not working, both of them. Like, yeah, Eddie's accusing Lunchbox of not working.
One really works a lot and the other one doesn't. It's crazy.
I mean, one complains about working a lot. I'll tell you that.
One works a lot and the other one does nothing. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like they
have different jobs.
Yeah, totally.
There's, and it doesn't matter who, but one person puts in a lot more time
because
their job requires that. It wasn't like they didn't know. Like, their job actually requires a lot more, just hours to do the job. And then the other one.
He hits the streets.
Once a week and a half. Mostly the audio's from his wife now. He didn't want to walk down the street.
Yeah, and Scuba edits it.
Yeah.
And puts, like, effects on him.
But he's needed. And he does a great job.
For sure.
But it's not, he's got the greatest job in the history of the world.
That's what I'm saying.
Whenever he can go, yeah, if I feel like a 4-hour nap, I can take a 4-hour nap every day. That's a pretty good job.
Eddie could too.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you go work out, Bobby, you can nap instead.
Now, he working out's not even
sometimes.
Fun.
He comes from here and doesn't even eat. He's like, I didn't have time to eat because I was editing so many videos or playing Kumbaya on the guitar room.
Exactly.
That's but still, minutes. Sometimes if you're here for 14 hours, you have to do that for 10 minutes, it's okay.
It's like a smoke break.
Experts say you should do that.
Exactly.
You should actually, I think, get up from your desk every hour. It doesn't mean you take a long break.
Well, I give you guys at least one bathroom break a week.
You do.
So.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
right.
Nice.
Thank you.
Right.
Hey, but this is weird too, that like my workouts, like I told my wife, I'm like, I have to go because we're down to one car right now. So we're trying to figure out how to do stuff. And I'm like, I have to do my workout. And she's just like, no, that's extra. I mean, no. When you make a day like that, the workout's part of my day and I have to do it.
Yeah, it's part of mine too.
Which I've never said in my life.
But I don't have kids. Like, I prioritize, but for my mental health, I need it.
That's what I'm saying. I feel so much better afterwards.
If you have how many kids? 4, and you're down to one car, but you're telling your wife, sorry, I have to go to my workout.
No, listen, let me get more in the weeds in this. So
weed it up, buddy.
So on the way to school, she can drop me off at Bobby's while she goes, picks up the kids. I work out, and on the way back, she can pick me up, but it's not going to time out exactly. She's going to have like 15 minutes of downtime.
I have to drive you home.
But I'm like 50 minutes of downtime.
Jog
just chill.
Home.
Or, you know, I told him, we were trying to figure it out yesterday.
Jog home.
Because we're working out today. We're like figuring out, okay, so if I come and get you, and if we did it, and then I'm like, just Uber.
Yeah, and then I can just
and he's
Uber.
Like, oh yeah, I guess I can just do that.
I can just do that.
All right, we're done. Again, Chase Rice Bobbycast, it's great. Check it out. Super vulnerable. Great stories. I think you'll finish it and just root for him. Chase Rice, new Bobbycast up today. That's it. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.